Blog Talk Radio.
DCNR 1, Daniel Clark. Carl, are you there?
Yes. Hey there, how you doing, Dan?
What's going on? What's going on? This is Robert.
This is Robert, yeah. Hard week.
Yeah, okay. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay.
That's good.
I'm excited to be on your show, on your radio show today, tonight.
Yeah, let me just open it up. Well, I'll try to give Jerome a few minutes, and then we'll just kind of open things up. But just to kind of let you know what's going on here at DCNR1, you're live on our talk show, which is blogtalkradio.com/Daniel Clark Network Radio. So on this station, we do things like what we're doing right now. We bring artists on and, you know, we take an hour and kick it with them and get to know everything about them and, you know, just promote and advertise. And then this is Arcast, so people can always log into it and listen to it and look like Jerome is on the way.
I'm good.
Brother Jerome,
how you doing? Yeah.
What's happening? Daniel Clark Network Radio. I was just filling Brother Robert in. Right now, you guys are on Blog Talk Radio / Daniel Clark Network Radio. This show is for an hour, and we'll just keep it like we, you know, down home out there at Lamont's, you know, doing our thing. And this is our cast. So then we'll take this and we'll take it on the 24-hour station. We got you going on both ends. Now,
good.
Also, And I don't know if you guys can hear in the background, and I won't turn it up. But Bobby Brown right now is live on DCNR1. And guess what?
Yeah.
He's playing every CD that you ever made.
Okay. That's good.
Every CD that you ever made that I have a copy of is being it's being broadcast live right there on DCNR1. I'm talking about Hot Ticket. I'm talking about Pie Until the Lights Go Out, Super Soul Rumpin', Heartway Connection, Love Feelings, and It Must Be Love. And we're going to talk a little bit about your Strong Woman. I don't want to go. So we have you in the background live, and we are here doing the interview. So I want to first roll back a little bit and say, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. And this evening we are celebrating. Yes, we are celebrating the Heartway Connection. All of the different songs that we have here, you know, songs like Party to the Lights Go Out, you know, and It Must Be Love. So we're going to talk this evening with Heartway Connection and try to get into their heads. We want to know Heartway Connection. What are they doing? Where are they doing it at? And how can you listen? You know, how can you become that Heartway Connection fan? How can you follow Heartway Connection? So when we finish this show this evening, ladies and gentlemen, all you guys will know Heartway Connection. And if you don't, you better ask somebody. These brothers are bad. So we're gonna start with you, man. Tell us, you know, from the beginning until now, you know, what's going on with the Heartway Connection?
Well, right now we've been together as 40 years. Now, in fact, this year will be 41 years we've been together. And we've been in the business a long time. We played behind a, well, we were Gene Channel Band at one time.
Ask you this. I hear some things going on in the background. So I'm going to ask if one of you will mute your phone while the other one is talking, and then vice versa.
I don't have nothing on. Jerome, you have your TV on or something?
Yeah, I have my headphones on, too. I'm going to turn the TV down and take my headphones off.
Turn the TV off because I can hear it, too.
Okay.
In a minute, we're going to be able to tell him what he's listening to.
Is it in effect? If you can turn it all the way down, all the way off, it'd be.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right, I'm going to hear it.
Let me go upstairs.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going somewhere where it's quiet.
Hey, take your time, brother, you know.
Yeah, is it better?
Yeah, this is Danny
better?
Clark. Yeah, it's a lot better, brother. You know, we appreciate that. You know, yeah.
Okay.
So, Jerome, you was telling us about how this thing got popping. You know.
Oh man. Whew. Well, you know, I've been singing a long time, man. I started out with my family singing gospel, and me and Robert, we met at a club called Five Point in D.C., but I was a lot younger.
Okay.
Ever since then,
I told him you and I both were a lot younger.
Yes. Now, ever since we met, man, we've been, you know, working together, you know, and I really enjoy working with Robert, the Hardware Connection. I'm a part of Hardware Connection. I'm the lead singer. You know. So that's what I really love doing, you know. And it's fulfilling, man, you know. And
right,
when I get
right,
that feeling,
right,
man, it's something else.
Hey, you know, believe it or not, man, I've seen you guys probably at Lamont's quite some time ago.
What?
Yeah, I've seen you guys at Lamont quite some time ago, you know, and Bobby and I, we used to do the open mic at Trade Wind. I believe we was there maybe Tuesdays and Thursday nights, you know.
Right.
With our open mic shows.
And we were doing Friday night shows at the Trade Wind.
Well, that's
about 5 years, every Friday.
Yeah. So that's probably, we were probably in the same house, you know, because
Bobby,
I used to.
Bobby was responsible for us bringing us in Trade Wind. That's why we got in Trade Wind, Bobby.
Yeah. You know, that was awesome, man. You guys have always been awesome. So look, let's go over some of these CDs here. Let me just pick one out of the hat, and I think I'm gonna start with Hardway Connection, Love Feeling. Hardway Connection, Love Feeling, featuring Say When. Is that Horny Side? Horny Side. Okay, anybody and everybody's blues. Yeah. Just the titles themselves, you know, get you ready to go. So tell us a little bit about that CD.
Well, that CD right there, the Love Feeling CD, because we most of our market was more Southern Soul. And blues, we were kind of well known on the blues market and the southern soul market, as well as they call it shag music, the beach music stuff down on the south on the shore. And that CD right there, tell you the truth, I never did release that CD right there. I never did, never took it to a station, never advertised it, or did nothing because we had lost one of our main players from the first CD, Beloved CD. And that CD, it got done, and I did it, saw it in the memory of him. But I never got out, because it took me about a year or something to get myself together with him, because he was my partner. We started this group together. And
Right.
And I guess that CD, I never did get out and take it to no stations or put it out. And that CD there was more, if you listen to it, it's more R&B than it is Southern Soul or you know. And a lot of people, when they hear it, they be amazed, because they think they like the production on that CD. And it's different.
Okay.
It's a little bit of everything on it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, if you never released it, you know, it is definitely in the spotlight tonight, because Bobby Brown, not only is he playing, he's not playing one of the songs from the CD, he's playing the entire CD, and then I have you in rotation on the radio station. So all six of your CDs, including Love Feeling, they're rotating the whole CD.
Right.
So this is a Hardway Connection celebration from DCNR1. Now, I see here that was done in 2000, and what I'm looking at now is the Southern Soul, what is it, Rumpin?
Rumpin,
yeah.
Southern Soul.
Yep. Yeah, and that looks like you guys are 2007, and you've got some songs here like Southern Soul Rumpin'. Tell us about that. What is Southern Soul Rumpin'?
Southern Soul Rumpin' is I don't know if if they're Southern Soul listeners, they listen to Southern Soul music, which is that down home South soul music. You notice when you go into clubs and when you start hearing that Southern Soul music, that people love dancing and they get up dancing. And I just at the time just thought of the name. I just see the people on the floor, they just be dancing and doing like the rump shaking. I said, well, we're gonna call this Southern Soul rump. Mm-hmm. Because these people just jamming off this thing here down south, and it's supposed to be Southern Soul music. So hey, so I decided to just put together a song called Southern Soul Rumpin' because I love seeing the people dance. You know, they're doing a Southern Soul dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you got some what is it, belly short version? You got a long version?
Nice redo Al Green song that we did. It's sort of gospel R&B Al Green, but it's so people love that song because most of my CDs I try to do put at least one gospel song at the end, and that was one that we did. It did very well for Soul Town, and still is being played around. It's played on a lot of gospel stations as well as R&B stations. And it's a song.
Okay.
It's a real nice song.
Okay. Now, Robert, what instrument and what is your position as far as Hardaway Soul, Hardaway Connection?
Well, I'm the lead guitar player, and I also play bass, and I play a little keyboard, and I program drums, and I write and produce most of our originals, along with me and Mr. Jerome McCall. Most of our stuff is written and produced by me and Jerome.
Right. Okay. So now, Tony, tell me, you've been with the group, you say, you know, for quite some time, and featuring Tony Love right there by Bobby Brown. He's right there in the back of me, you know. So he just finished playing. Yeah. I said I wasn't going to turn it up. And then this blog talk thing, you know, I was going to play a couple of songs, but I don't want to do you guys any disservice because it sounds terrible. You know, mm-hmm. and I haven't used Blog Talk in quite some time, but until we get the audio correct, you know, and then it could be something that I'm just hearing on my mic, you know. So much for that. Let's talk about the Hot Ticket. Hotway Connection, Hot Ticket.
That's Wim Bell idea.
Yeah. What?
Uh-huh. Wim Bell named that, and he met us. I mean, when Wim Bell first met us back in down in Myrtle Beach. What year that was. Well, actually, it was in year 2000, 1999. He seen us there, and then we end up joining his label. You know, we end up, fact, we're still under his umbrella. We're under his label. We'll be Ruckus. That's by Wim Bell. Trying to do it too ain't easy to do. So we still touring together, and we still writing songs together. We wrote a Dirty Old Man together. Wim Bell in the group, yeah. That was Wim Bell production deal. What he did was called a Hot Tickets, and he put most of our greatest hits from off of some of the other CDs, and a few songs that we wrote together. On this Hot Ticket, that's his production.
Awesome. Now, I'm trying to think of Wim Bell. That was a song that was international with Wim Bell. What was
Don't miss your water till your well run dry.
That's
trying to live two ain't easy to do.
Yeah.
And Wim Bell was one of the number one writers on with Stax Ruckus. He wrote a lot of the stuff for Otis, Rufus Thomas, Carla Thomas, and yeah, Wim was a big writer for Stax Ruckus.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you guys had a chance to hang out with William Bell, and we got a CD here with William Bell. Will be at williambell.com.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're associated with that label. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
our
let me ask you. Yeah, so let me ask you guys. Now, we know with this COVID thing that, you know, it's really been devastating to the entertainment industry, and especially the artists that don't have access to streaming, you know, like CNN, they plan a lot of these artists, and they're having these virtual concerts and things of that nature, you know. What are you guys doing in terms, or have you thought about doing a virtual show?
We're in the process of doing that now as we speak. In fact, I was working on that today, trying to get that together. And so hopefully we'll have something out virtual soon, you know.
So now... you're familiar when I say virtual, that's like, you know, you guys are someplace performing. It could be, you know, in separate places or someplace together, but everybody is seeing you on via Zoom or, you know, one of those type things.
Yeah, I'm trying to put that together. I talked to Wim about that today. And I want to do something like that. I mean, we've been performing. Luckily, this summer we were doing a lot of performance, but outdoors performance. But it got kind of cold now, and with the pandemic coming back on strong, don't know what that's why we want to make a move and do that now, because I don't see where we'll be playing that, especially inside. I don't want to play no inside place, especially if it's small. So yeah, I'm trying to do exactly what you were just talking about. I don't know much about it, but we're headed to that direction when talking to people.
Well, you know, off air, we may want to have that conversation, because I am, you know, we are equipped with the infrastructure to make that happen.
Oh, okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah, and when we make it happen, by a push of a button, it goes out over 9 different social media, so we're not just depending on Facebook or Twitter to you know, to broadcast this. We got YouTube, we got Twitch, Periscope, LinkedIn, and all those social medias, you know. So that's something that we definitely can have a conversation about. You know that the purpose and the core of this station is two things: to promote, advertise, and market, you know, minority-owned businesses, but also is to stay within that genre of giving exposure to our recording artists, you know, especially in the old-school genre, where a lot of the major record labels, you know, they're kind of picky or choosy on. They are strictly about the funding, but we are about keeping this thing along. You know, Bobby Brown's playing Down Home Blues right now from you guys, and it's jamming, you know. So we're about that Down Home Blues. We're about keeping the music and the tradition. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that the grooming, there were songs like B.B. King, when he talked about Lucille saving his life. And some scenarios, that have been true in a lot of instances with people when they, you know, gotten into a bad situations or even good situations, you know, and those songs was what they remembered, you know, during that time. And I spent a lot of time in Fort Benning, Georgia, you know. So a lot of the things that was going on in Fort Benning and the music, you know, just kind of Temptations, Psychedelic Shack. You know,
right.
even though Psychedelic Shack was, you know, an awesome album, I was in the most miserable state ever in my life.
Wow.
You know, so I kind of survived off of Psychedelic Shack, Billy Paul, you know, and those guys during that time, you know, being in Fort Benning in 1974 is not a pretty picture.
No.
You know? So then now we talked about you guys thinking about doing some virtual shows, and that's something that I said that we could probably connect on. Let us get to another CD here. Party Till the Light Go Out.
Written by a friend of mine from out of Florida named David Brinson. Wrote that particular song. In fact, he recorded it. And I heard it, and I asked him, I called David, and I said, David, he didn't know me. I said, man, I love that song. Man, I'd like to do a version of it, because he had a little slow version.
Right.
He said, well, go ahead and do it and send me a copy. So I did, and sent him a copy, and he liked the script. Said, man, go ahead and put that thing out all the way. And that's how that came about, you know.
Yeah, that's definitely a hit. And, you know, when you're in those Southern soul environments, you know, you don't leave that party until somebody play Party Till the Lights Go Out.
Yeah.
You know, that is definitely one that will last forever. So, and we definitely going to keep it tuned in on this station to keep the music alive. Now, you guys got some new music coming up, and I'm going to talk to everybody about that soon. But where can people, you know, if somebody in the audience right now want to purchase all these CDs, where can they get them?
Well, they can go online and pull up hardwareconnection.com and go on our website and see some listings that they can get. I mean, most of the record shops are now basically gone. We spent for a CD, whereas mostly we do most of our sales for the CD at shows. But if they really want the CD, they can just call me at 240-381-9018. And if they go online on our hardwareconnection.com website and pull up where to buy it, you'll see several places that they can probably get it. But you can get it through me at hardwareconnection.com. Phone number 240-381-9018. And you can get a line on the record.
Okay. So then your manufacturing, that is still moving along. If someone wanted, you know, 10 copies or whatever the case may be, you guys, you know, a lot of the artists are using CD Baby and, you know, these type organizations. Are you guys doing anything with any of those organizations where people can?
I should have been signed up with CD Baby. I always had, but I never did my password with them, and I just did the password with them today. So within the next week or two, you'll be able to get all the Hardware Connection stuff through CD Baby, Spotify, everywhere. You know, I just was doing that. That was part of what I was doing today when you was talking about doing that other thing, streaming and stuff. All that I was being handled today. I should have been had one of the other CDs, CD Baby had it, but I never finished the information that did it because before this pandemic, we was on the road so much and always up and down the road, up and down the East Coast, on the road, and I never got a chance to sit down and get that part done. And I was doing a lot of record shops, like Judy House of Olders down in Myrtle Beach, stop coming down on a couple of record shops, mom and pop stations, record shops up in the Carolinas. So, and like I said, we were so busy doing that, but now since the pandemic, I got with that, and it's funny that you brought that up, because just today, I completed everything I needed completed with CD Baby. So, yeah.
Right. Not to knock CD Baby or anything of that nature, or not to knock any of these distribution companies, but I think that I have a better deal for the artist, because not only I think CD Baby is kind of like a housing department, you know, they get your music and they sit it on the shelf. And then you have to get somebody to go to CD Baby to play it. I mean, to hear in order to play it.
Right.
You know, and so what we're offering here at DCNR1 is we're looking at the full package for the artist. So not only, and if you go to my website, you'll see that I have several CDs there in the music store, but all of those artists in the music store, we're working with DeBron right now, but they're in rotation on the radio station. So not only can we market, manufacture, and advertise their CD, and we do have manufacturers where we can make CDs, slip covers, and press them, and all of that kind of stuff, you know. But not only can we do that, we can also put it into rotation. Like I got Bobby Brown right now playing all of Hardway Connection's CD. See, 105.7 WHUR or WPFW. None of those guys can do that, but we can do it. And then not only are you guys here, you're in New York, you're in North Carolina, you're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, down there with Bobby Brown. You're in Richmond, Baltimore. And sometimes we have, and we're still working on our African connection with Fabian. Fabian speaking three different languages. But pretty soon we're going to be in Africa, London, England.
Wow.
You know, so we, DJ Rose say, we are a worldwide small business internet radio station. So so I'm encouraging artists, because that's what I want. I want this station to be a Hardway Connection home.
Right.
You know, where we market, advertise, and promote. And you guys get the opportunity to come on the station, you know, and kick it with us, you know, and promote whatever project that you're working on. And see, CD Baby, you pay them a fee for them to take your music and set it on the shelf.
Right.
But that's something that, you know, we'll talk about at greater length. But just to be clear, just to let everybody know that's listening, you know, I'm not afraid to say it, is that we have a better product for artists, especially recording artists, than CD Baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't have that connection to make this happen. Even if it was Spotify. See, sometimes you get too big for your britches. My mom always used to tell me, you're getting too big for your britches. So Spotify, they got so many that they can't really give that one-on-one to everyone. And that's why I'm here with Hardway Connection this evening, one-on-one with Daniel Clark, because we can do that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so Bobby Brown said, got another one, Hardway Connection. This was something called Funk and Blues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, guys, I believe that you all also put together a CD, It Must Be Love.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, that was our first CD, and that's the CD that took us off all across the country and outside the country. That Red and Black CD was played in Japan, the Netherlands, over in England, all over the world. That particular one, and we won a music award. That's when we first won our music award off of that for that that song title Must Be Love, and we sold over 64,000 copies.
Man, that's awesome. That's
and
awesome.
Probably more than that now, because that was almost 15-20 years ago. But during that time, back in 2001, 2000. That was a big CD for us. That Must Be Love CD.
Yeah. Like
three of the songs that went international with that, you know. And in fact, we ended up right after we had won an international blues concert down in Memphis, Tennessee. We came back here and produced that album. It Must Be Love, and that
mm-hmm.
still going today. It's 20 years later. Stayed on the playlist radio list as number one for 26 weeks.
Now I got Bobby Brown in the background here messing with me with this. What is it? Hard Way Funk wrapped up in blues.
That's
a song we in the studio with again.
Yeah, because I'm going through all these CDs and I don't see nothing here to say Hard Way Funk wrapped up in blues.
it's on that was on the again, that was on the Love Feeling CD, I think.
Okay. Now I like that. We're going to put that into our club mix. We got somebody calling into the station. Hold on for me. DCNR1
calling.
Yeah, Hard Way Funk. Got the blues. I had to take a few minutes out and holler at Hard Way Connection. I guess you know who this is.
Do you know who this fella is?
Who's that? That the one and only Bobby Brown?
Close, but not one cigar.
One and only DJ Rowe.
Oh!
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing,
like that,
man?
I'm good.
Yeah. Y'all didn't send me that one either, Daniel.
Which one is that?
But I'm gonna look.
Hey, look, Bobby Brown cheating on us, man. He that one for us.
Last time we was at the record shop along with Jerome. Big Rob,
yeah.
That was last time I seen Ro.
DJ Ro, you know DJ
Ro? Nah.
I'm the one that interviewed y'all,
you know, huh? Yo, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it, bro. I got you mixed up.
Yeah.
This is your Happy Friday, DJ.
Uh-huh.
The old school jam. You guys was hanging out with.
I really enjoyed that interview with you too, man.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yeah. That's why I just had to call in. Huh?
I was just expressing to him that's another thing about,
uh-huh.
you know, the distribution that they have now. One of the things about us
uh-huh.
is that we can game up on you, you know, so we can hit you with DJ Rowe on a Friday night. You can get a one-on-one with Dan Clark on a Wednesday night. And as soon as I get Bobby Brown comfortable, you know, we're going to have him doing some live interviews as well, you know?
Okay.
Right.
All
right. Yes, indeed. I couldn't miss calling in this evening, but I had to eat my ribs and corn pudding in. Green beans and my wife picks first.
Hey,
I would offer y'all some, but you know.
I said, stop hurting us, man. First time, corn pudding. Yeah. I ain't hear about corn. Robert, you know anything about corn pudding?
Oh, well, most certainly do. You know, I come from there.
Yeah.
No, I come from the
South.
Yeah. Now, I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, we done gone from hardway corn wrapped up in blues to corn pudding.
Yes, with some corn pudding and ribs. With it. Yes, indeed, man. I would have sent y'all some, but it would have been cold, you know, ice cold by the time it got to you. So.
Oh, Lord.
But look, I just wanted to holler at you and Daniel, of course, because just to let y'all know, yeah, I DJed a little bit back there in the 70s and early part of the 80s, and I gave it up. But Daniel Clark has put me under his wing for the last 7 years.
Okay.
And I think I'm showing some improvement, and I just want to thank him again, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have met you all. I wouldn't have met. And so I am so thankful of that. Gene Poo-Poo Anderson, I got the interview and meet, and the bass player from the Ohio Players. I got to meet him before he went on.
Marshall Jones from the Ohio Players.
Marshall Jones, So I'm thankful for that, and really, really thankful to him for that, and for putting
so
up with
Jones,
all my mistakes.
Marshall Jones from the Shylights?
No, that was
Ohio
Marshall
Players.
Marshall Jones from Ohio Players.
Oh, okay.
He was the bass player.
Right,
Yeah. But
Marshall was on
the
radio station. Mm-hmm. He was on the radio station, my co-host, for maybe 3 years, right on up until he died, man. I was so brokenhearted,
and I said,
I've gotta do a tribute to Marshall Jones at some point. Hey guys,
right.
Give me one.
I met him once. We performed with them a couple of times out here at the Maryland Crab Stadium. I met him.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Give me about 10 seconds, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to One on One. Ro, can you turn your music down a little bit for me? And gentlemen, you're listening to One on One, Daniel Clark with Hardway Connection. Once again, this is Daniel Clark, One on One with Hardway Connection. Now, for any of you guys that want to call in, you want to talk to Jerome, you want to talk to Robert from Hardway Connection, the number in the studio, 914-205-5796. Once again, Hardway Connection, you want to give a shout-out to Robert, you want to give a shout-out to Jerome, you can call into the station right now, 914-205-5796. Okay, guys, so where were we?
Yeah.
Yep. You're telling me about Marshall Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio
Player.
Yeah, Marshall was with me for quite some time, you know, and I mean, me and that brother, even though we never was seeing each other in person, the concept and the idea with my training program, he took on to that, and, you know, we worked toward doing that. And guys, we're running up on time right now, so we don't want to miss anything. We want to talk about your new release. So, Ron, can you elaborate?
You talking about Don't Want to Go, the new release?
I'm going to go ahead and go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I recorded a song they called. What's the name of the song about?
Well,
that I did.
Without You?
My original. Yeah, Without You. Some
without
people say
you.
Smile on you, but Without You. And, that song really came from the heart. I mean, I really like that recording. And it has that Al Green flavor, but it's really me. So that's a beautiful song.
Yeah. And featuring a strong woman.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the young lady that you guys have there with you.
Tony.
But you also have a song called Strong Woman.
Yeah, that's a song featuring Tony Love singing Strong Woman. Yeah, that's a song that me and her wrote together. Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately,
right,
she wasn't
right.
able to be here tonight. But, you know, we're going to get her. She's going to get on the show.
Okay. All right, so look, guys, we've got about 4 minutes here in the studio. So what I want to do at this time, I want to start with Jerome. Jerome,
okay.
you have 2 minutes to talk to the audience and, let them know what you're doing these days.
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the hardware fans for listening tonight. And, you know, on the side of Hardway, now Hardway is my heart, but on the side when I'm not doing nothing with the Hardway Connection, I'm doing Al Green tribute. And I do have a show coming up this month, the 22nd. I can't remember the name of the club I'm in, but that's in Virginia. And, you know, that's what I do on the side. But, you know,
it's the Birch,
Hardway,
is that the Birch Mill? Club in
there
Alexander. The Birchmere Auditorium in Alexander.
What you could do, Jerome, is send me that flyer and, you know, we can put it on the air for you, you know.
Okay. And another thing, I do have an audition coming up December the 11th for The Voice. Okay?
For who?
Okay. For The Voice, the talent show called The Voice. Yeah. But it's on the phone.
The TV show, The Voice.
The TV show, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. Keep us informed on that, man. We definitely want to be, you know, a part of that, you know. Yeah, so you guys, you're family now, you know.
Yes.
Okay. So, Robert, let's let you do 2 minutes, and then we're going to close things out. And I want to say before you do yours that we really appreciate the opportunity to market, advertise, and promote and hang out with you guys here at DCNR1. DJ Rowe jumped off before I could grab him, but I know DJ Rowe appreciates you guys as well, you know. So, Robert, tell us in a minute and a half some things, and then I'm going to close it out.
Okay. Well, okay. I want to thank all the listeners, too, for listening to us and Hardway Connection fans. And thank you, Daniel, for having us and y'all promoting our songs like that. And we're just going to keep on writing songs and just keep doing music and want everybody to be careful out there and be safe. And let's get through this thing right here and put God first in your life, and everything else will take care of itself.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate that. Now, let me remind you guys to, when you get off with me, go ahead and call all of your listeners, all of your fans, and say, hey, look, you know, Bobby Brown has still got an hour to play Hardway Connection music. So the way that this thing was set up is that Bobby Brown been playing your music since 6 o'clock, and he's going to continue to 8 o'clock, and then we've got this live call with Hardway Connection, you know. So I hope that we've given you guys some service. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to One-on-One with Daniel Clark and our guest tonight. We are celebrating. We're not just you know, talking to Heartway Connection. We are celebrating Heartway Connection only on DCNR1 99.5. Hey, brothers, we're going to talk on the other side.
Okay.
Okay.
Peace.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Y'all take care. Well, no, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. I'm looking at this thing back. I'm looking at this thing backwards. We got 10 more minutes.
Oh, you do?
You know. We got 10 more minutes. So then let's go on and keep that thing moving. So,
right.
Jerome said that you guys are doing something in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm doing that with the other band I work with.
You're doing an Al Green tribute show.
Tribute, yeah.
And at the Bert Smear in Alexander, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
The Bert Smear, they are very well known.
Yeah.
It's got a huge place too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge place. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Birchmere. And that's when?
November the 22nd.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. And then I'm doing 13.
Is that a Sunday, Jerome?
That's a Sunday night. Sunday evening.
And that's a week before Thanksgiving, just before Thanksgiving?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. So you say the station is DCNR1, right?
DCNR1, that is your
app. DCNR1. Okay, DC.
Yeah. DCNR1, so you can go to Google Play Store, type in DCNR1, and it should pop right up. Now, if you see a jewelry store advertisement, you know, you're still at home. That's tool jewelry, you know, so if you guys are interested in having some rings done or wedding bands, I mean, tool jewelry, they do it all. They're right here in Charlottesville, you know, but they're really into repairing jewelry, keeping those memories alive, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So,
okay.
Robert, you say you play bass guitar, lead singer. Mm-hmm. What instruments?
Well, guitar is my main instrument. I dabble in piano. A little bit. I do piano, do most of my writing, not live performance. I can do a lot of writing with the keyboards and create stuff. But I play bass guitar, lead guitar, and I'm one of the lead singers for the group.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey, now, do you read music?
No, I don't even read. I don't. I never read. Never read. Always played by ear. I just went off music. I guess I just got that from my uncle. So you know my uncle's Don Covey, and I just been playing off of ear and just do following the path they did. I wish I had learned how to read. I had the opportunity to do it, but I don't know. I always just played from feeling. I just got it. I remember getting the grandma old piano back then. I'd be back there wearing everybody's dress, just singing in it.
Yeah. So what about you, Jerome?
You know, I'm a singer. I call myself a vocalist. And I play a little drums, you know, a little bit of guitar. But mostly I write a little bit, but I'm a singer.
Okay.
I'm definitely a vocalist. You know.
Okay. So, guys, look. What do you think about this? During the time that we were hanging out at Tradewind, do you all remember the bartender at Tradewind?
I
can't remember
that name. Me neither.
Okay.
I remember
the
place.
Huh?
The one of the workers used to do the tables. I guess he was cleaning up whatever he was doing.
Yeah,
I remember him.
We see him all the time. Yeah.
I had a friend, and I told him about Tradewind. So he wrote a movie for me called Tradewind.
Mm-hmm.
So Tradewind was really about a black club owner that was mm-hmm. doing really well, and he had a lot of the old school acts coming to his club, and this Italian guy decides that he was going to build a club not too far from him and create some issues.
Right.
But in that Tradewind movie, Dottie was the bartender, and she was from another country, came over to get a start with a cousin, and ended up in some type of crazy situation and ended up homeless here in America. And the club owner met her, gave her a job, and she just, you know, continued. And that was her role there at the club as a bartender. But eventually she became manager and, you know, kind of had his back. But he had his wife, you know, hanging out with his head bouncer and all kinds of crazy things going on in this movie, you know. And he wrote 18 tracks to the movie.
Right.
So we got Bobby Brown's character in there and a lot of the different characters that we pulled out, you know.
Right.
And I'm looking at some point, you know, to try to do something with that idea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Sounds good.
So, you know, we definitely got to have Hardway Connection kicking it off in there on Friday night.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, how many guys are still original with Hardway Connection? Is it only just you and Jerome right now, or I'm looking at 2, 4, 6, 8 on it's one, just, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on one CD, 2, 4, 6, 5 on the other, 3 on the other.
It's only so two originals. Two originals, and you're talking to them right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. Now, some of the numbers that's with me now been with me 25 years.
Okay.
25.
Okay.
And 20 years. I think the less years that somebody been with me, I got two guys that probably been with me 14 years.
It's right.
Rumble
right. Right. Right.
Be off and on 25 years, as well as the Tony Love. 25, 26 years, and the other two guys, it's been 14 years. I think that we got a percussionist that we've been using for the last 2 years. 2 years, he's been with us about 2 years. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
okay.
Like,
awesome.
This is the third generation of Hardway Connection.
Awesome. Okay, well, you know, I'm going to talk with Bobby Brown, and we're going to put Hardway Connection in a special mix, you know. So right now we got 60 seconds to go. So I want to once again thank Robert and Jerome from the Hardway Connection. And we've been kicking it with them this evening, and we've listened to all of their tracks is going right now, DCNR 1, 99.5. You can pull it up for the next hour. You're going to continue to hear music from Hardway Connection from there. It Must Be Love, Party Till the Lights Goes Out. Now, these are albums, you know. Their latest and greatest, I Don't Want, what is it? I Don't Want to Go? Featuring Strong Woman. Strong Woman, Southern Soul Rumping. Hard Way Connection Love Feeling. This is the one that's never been released. So you kind of you get a chance to get that, you know. And Hot Ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Hard Way Connection. This is one-on-one with Hard Way Connection. Hey, guys, my time is out, and we'll see you on the other side.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.